We left off last week trying to get a better understanding for Rabbeinu Tam's solution to the age-old problem. The age-old problem being, when the Gemara posed the question about the Ma'aseh of Esther, shouldn't Esther have been required to be Ma'aseh Nefesh rather than to continue to live with Achashverosh? So the Gemara posed the question in a very toned-down way, by Esther for Hesya Havya. Why didn't the Gemara ask the more powerful question, Esther Gilir Rayas Havim? So Rabbeinu Tam said the reason is because Bias Akom Lav Shma Bia. And therefore, if a Jewish woman, even married, is mezana with a goy, so again, we're not saying it's mutter by any stretch of imagination, but in terms of, is that called a chiyuv of misa, in terms of gilui arayos, that's not considered to be an act of gilui arayos, because it's not considered to be a ma'aseh biyah. Why is it not a ma'aseh biyah? So we're going to talk about a whole razzle-dazzle extrapolation, because Torah, Kira, is a Zerah Shalagoy, and therefore the Zerah is Pachah, and the Bia is Pachah. We mentioned a little bit last week about some of the potential ramifications of that equation of Rabbeinu Tam. But now the question becomes, so what did Rabbeinu Tam do with this? Besides give a shtickle Torah in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, besides explaining away the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Ksubas about the Tznuos, the Prutzos, Lidrash, the Nishari, Rabbeinu Tam went on to take this Yisod, the Paskin and Shaila in a mind-boggling case. The case is crazy in of itself. The Psach is mamish, mind-boggling. So let's take a look on Daf Ayin Dalam Rebbeis Natosis. It starts with the words Vizir Masusim Zir Mosom. It's the Tosis of Ramas of Aha. It's about 12 lines or so down the Tosis. When we tell Kach, Hayarotzer Ben Etam Mahatir Bas Yisrael Shehim Yira. So it started out with there was a Jewish girl who went off to Derech. In the olden days, you went off to Derech. That means you converted to another religion. She converted to become a Christian. She was a Jewish girl, and she was married. Ubo alam oivikichovim. And then she was living as a goya. She converted to another religion. So she was mezana with a goy. Now, somewhere at some stage of the way, her Jewish husband got out of the picture, whether he died or whether he divorced her. We're not privy to the exact story. But listen to this part of the drama. Vishuv nizgaya ima l'kaima biyahadus. Then, you won't believe it, she did tshuva. Okay, that's half believable. He wanted to come along also. The goy, the crusader, whoever he was, he decides to be nizgaya. So you couldn't have written a better drama script than this. So here you have this woman who was mezana with this fellow years before, and now he's coming back to the tshuva. He's converting to become Jewish, and it doesn't take much to figure out what the next step of the drama is. They want to get married. So Rabbeinu Tam said, it's mutter for them to get married. Mutter for them to get married is the ABCs of an Eishes Ish Hazinso. She was mezana when she was still married to the first Jewish husband. She was mezana with this guy. We have a klal gadol called an eshes isha zinsa b'rotzon is a sura echad labaal v'echad laboyel. She's not permitted to be with a husband. She's not permitted to be with a man who she was mezana with. So even if the husband subsequently divorces or subsequently dies, she's a sura min haTorah to be with the boyel. How do you know that? It's a pasuk in Chumash. I mean, it's a Torah shel'apeh on the pasuk in Chumash. In Parshas Sotah, Parshas Naso. So the Torah says when you have an eshes isha zinsa, the Torah says v'nitva'ah. The Torah uses the word v'nitva'ah. The Nitva is written three times in that parasha. The Teshuva Peh explains to us, the Nitva number one teaches me, she is Nitva Labal, she can no longer be with her husband. The Nitva number two teaches me Laboel, and number three teaches me Latruma, she can no longer eat Truma. So Rabbeinu Tam just circumvented all this. Rabbeinu Tam said it's okay. Even though she was physically mezana with this guy 10 years ago, she can now marry him. Why is that? So says Rabbeinu Tam, the lo shayach lemeimah echad Laboel b'vias evikichavim, Tavik Kibias Behema, says Rabbeinu Tam, she never was mezana with him. She never had a ma'aseh biyah with him. The din is that when a married woman has a ma'aseh biyah with somebody else, she becomes a suitor to that man, the olam void. Guess what, says Rabbeinu Tam, based on my shtickle Torah, she never had a ma'aseh biyah because Bias Akum lav shma biyah.
She's still married to the first husband?
No, so the first husband has for sure been out of the picture. We're not matlo sinner at this point. Once he converts, once the second guy, this guy becomes Jewish, obviously she can't marry him unless the first husband's out of the picture. So the husband died, he divorced, whatever happened to him, we don't know. But she definitely physically was mezana with this guy at one time in history, and Rabbeinu Tam says, it's okay, she can now marry him because Echad Leboyel doesn't kick in because she was never al-pidim mezana with him, it wasn't called to be him.
even if you want to say that it was, don't they lose the relationship?
Wait. You're already going down a whole nother mile. Rabbeinu Tam didn't say that. Other Rishonim said, Rabbeinu Tam didn't say that. Rabbeinu Tam said the reason why this psak is mutar is because it's not called having bia, because bia is akam lashma bia. So Tosis continues. V'hiksha Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rabbi Mordechai, the akorchach would be as akam nesra labal. He said, wait a second. According to you, Rabbeinu Tam, who says that bias akam is not a bia, what if a Jewish woman, Jewish married woman, willingly is mezana with a goy? What's her status now vis-a-vis her husband? You can tell me she's muteris to her husband? How you talking? So the Rivam starts rattling off Gemaras. It's not true. Can I be the husband of the Kaprutzas? Tosis right, one Gemara, another Gemara. And he says, it's for sure. And he says, she's become Spirul the Kahuna, quotes from Gemara from Daf Yomi recently. Bottom line is, the Rivam says, I can't believe the whole story. Like, lo yitochein davar kaza, the Psach of Rabbeinu Tam. They say, bias akam lo shmebi, it doesn't create an issa laboyel, lo ola lada, such a thing. So many Rishonim say that Rabbeinu Tam's Psach may in fact be correct, v'lav mitameh. To accept Rabbeinu Tam is really, really, really b'chodesh. We're going to try to do a little bit of work on Rabbeinu Tam as we go on. But Rabbeinu Tam's lumdus is very, very difficult to understand. But Rabbeinu Tam's psak may be right for other reasons. What are some of the other reasons? Almost tangential reasons. So before we get to Ari's reason, we'll go to the first reason in Rishonim. So if you take a look at the Russian Tzuvos over on the covers today. It's on the phone, right to the phone. And then the picture. So if you take a look at the second column, I don't know if I put both columns on, but it's the, if there are two columns, the second column, so one column, it's the column. So it's before the letter Hey. It's about 12 lines or so up from the letter Hey. The first little line is Maiseh. So it's the end of the line. V'nira li l'kayim psach Rabbeinu Tam, v'lo mitameh. Halach l'maiseh, says the Rosh, I would also paskel like Rabbeinu Tam, but not at all based on his reasoning. Ela for the following, mishum d'arminon, v'nitma v'nitma, echad l'baal v'ech l'boel. Hainu, heicha shelo hoisa asur l'boel, ela al yedei biyazu. Avav biyaz avi kechovim, d'v'lav hochi hoisa asur l'o, lo karinan bo v'nitma ech l'boel. Unihi v'nesra l'baal, comes the Rosh with a startling statement. The Rosh says, what's the mokor that an Eishes Ish has bezana b'ratzom becomes a suwa to the boil? V'nitma. What does v'nitma mean? V'nitma means this woman has a potential heter to this man. Not now. Now she's married. But in theory, she could be muteris to him. Because she did an act of znus with him, the act of znus is the osir. The mashmos is, what if dal mehocha the act of znus? Even without the act of znus, she could never marry this guy anyway for some other reason. Al zelonem the parasha of v'nitba laboyel. Give me a case where she couldn't have married this man. He's a goy. At the time, the theorem is that now it's true. He could convert. That's already a different story. But he converts a different person. But since Bishas Maisa Bia, there was some other impediment, there's something else preventing them from marrying, that's not in the parasha of Vinitma. That's not the Chedesh HaTorah of Vinitma.
Then can you extrapolate that to Kohen Gadol? Say the woman is married?
Yeah, it would be an unbelievable thing. If you go down the route of this rush, the sky's the limit. The Isser Laboyel is never going to be Chal. The only thing is that most other cases, that can make a difference. You know why? So she'll be a Surah, it's Kohen Gadol. The issue of marrying a goy can change once he converts. So, what? Achazish, right. You could have cases, right? You could start to use your Yavamas tactics and come up with scenarios. This is also the sky's the limit. You just have to work hard to find the case. So the Rosh says Rabbeinu Tam is fundamentally right. So I want to stop for a moment, just analyze this Rosh. This idea that the Rosh is telling us, what is this smack of almost? What does this almost sound like? It's a very Einisachal Isser kind of a discussion. Namely, you want the Isser of Leboyel to be Chal. How's this Leboyel going to be Chal? She's already Asura. So the Yisla Boil isn't Chal. That's what it sounds like. A true. The Rush didn't use that word, those words, but that's what it sounds like he's saying. The problem is, if that's the path that the Rush is going down, then it's very, very difficult to understand. Because the Gemara says explicitly that in the Sugya of Ein Yisachar Lisser, there's a huge exception to Ein Yisachar Lisser. Namely, what if I have Issa number one, and then Issa number two is trying to be Chal, trying to get to be Chal, and it can't be Chal. So it kind of just sits there. And now something happens to Issa number one. Issa number one disappears. What happens to Issa number two? Comes in for a landing. It's Chal right away. Ein Yisachar Lisser doesn't mean the second Issa doesn't register Bechlal. Ein Yisachar Lisser must be feirish that the second Issa is there. It's sitting around waiting for when it's going to have an opportunity to jump in. The minute the first Issa is gone, the second Issa latches on. The Gemara even says that in the Sugya of Ein Shvua Chal or Shvua. There's a din. Let's say a person takes a Shvua not to do something, and then he takes a second Shvua not to do the same thing. The second Shvua is meaningless. Ein is Mushul B'Yomid already, which is like a related, whether it's identical or related, is a different story. But it's like in that league of Ein Yisachar Lisser. What's the din? A person takes a Shvua not to do something, then he takes a second Shvua not to do something, and then what does he do? He goes Hataras to Darm in the first Shvua. You know what the Gemara says? The second Shvua kicks in. So the second Shvua is there. It's waiting in the background. So this Rosh is saying more than that. The Rosh is saying that this din, that the Nitma is not Chal, it's more than in Yisachar Lisser. It's more than in Shvua Chal or Shvua. It's that the whole parsha of a Nitma is not registered B'chlal. And B'shas Maisa, there's no opportunity for this woman to become Asura Al Tnisa L'Boyel because she's B'lavachi Asura Al Tzgoy. So that the Issa doesn't get off the ground, and even if the Issa Goy disappears because he's Megayer, it's not going to enable the second Issa to kick in. So that this is a Chiddush Agabi Chiddush this Rush.
Maybe that's because of
the Barisar. The what? Well, no, that's the third Svar.
Yeah, no, you're answering this question.
Yeah, but the problem is the Rush doesn't say the magic words. He doesn't say even the words, Gershon is Gayer. So there's a third approach in Rishon. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's quoted from Rabbi Chaim Pariz, if I'm not mistaken. So there's a third.
That would be the only case that would work in any way, meaning. What are you going to say then? Somebody who's asuk to her is mazan with her. We're not going to say v'nitma, so we're going to now allow her to marry.
No, no, but that's what Eliot said, that sometimes that second issa could fall by the wayside. It's possible that second issa could disappear. Person's mazan with achas ishtel, those kinds of wild cases, that his wife dies, you can make up a case. If you work hard enough in your moment, you can make up a case. So far we have two biurim and rishonim for this very, very strange din, and we're not quite sure we understand either one 100%. Rabbi Nechim Paris throws a third one at us. Rabbi Nechim Paris says, you know why he can marry her? He was never Mizana with her. He was never Mizana with her. Who's this guy now? His name is, give him a new name. What's his new name? It's Moshe now. You know who was Mizana with her? John was Mizana with her. That was pre-Madeira. That was pre-Gerus. So Gersh and his guy, you can't know the dummy. So just as Gersh and his guy can't know the dummy means, John is no longer related. Now Moshe is not related to all of John's previous relatives. And even if John and Jane and everybody, they're all Magaya together, they're all brothers and sisters, they can all marry each other in a Torah, but they're Rabbanan or not, but in a Torah they can all marry each other because Gersh is got Kodesh Nolan Dami. So some Rishonim say, who are the Nami? Whatever Yisur Machal before, Gersh is got Kodesh Nolan Dami. Also not so poshut. Gersh is got Kodesh Nolan Dami is also not inclusive. There are exceptions here and there that sneak in when this halacha doesn't apply. Let's say the marshal, if a person did an aveira when they were a guy that was chayav nisus based in, gesh is gakar nishlam means they get off the hook. That's so simple. The Gemara has a whole Gemara has a line in Masechet Yevamos that if a person did an aveira when they were a guy, so maybe part of the reason why they're getting yisurim when they were Yisrael is the chapra and the various they did with their guy. So some of gesh is gakar nishlam is that it doesn't clean the slate like Amre. It's not so poshut. We saw it like every puravu doesn't clear the slate. So before you invoke Yeshua's Kai Kodesh, you have to be very, very careful when you're invoking it. Most of Rishonim didn't invoke it. So we have three Biurim in Rishonim for the same strange din, and we don't quite understand any of them. I'll tell you a secret. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin the din is mutter. It's not clear in Shulchan Aruch why we paskin the din is mutter. We don't understand Rabbeinu Tam, we don't understand the Rosh, we don't understand Rabbeinu Chit, but one of them is right. We hope one of them is right. Again, this is not the number one most common Shiloh of the week, but Imtum Tzlam is such a crazy, wild scenario. What happened? I mean, in today's world, nothing's out of the realm of possibility. Even in the crazy days of the Crusades, crazy things happened. So, Lamais and Rishon Mamatar, each for their own reason. But of course, the reason that most interests us is Rabbeinu Tam's Mahalach. So let's see if we can spend a little bit more time analyzing Rabbeinu Tam. So one of the kashas that the Rishonim are very, very bothered with against Rabbeinu Tam is the following. Let's go back to the Tosfos again and the Ayin Dalet Beis Sanhedrin. Let's pick it up on in the middle wide lines. The middle lines. The first word is bivinitba. V'yamina nami b'sait teperek arusa, tekusi mekanin al yado. If a person is suspicious that his wife is not acting appropriately, so he has the right, at least b'sman hamikdash, he had the right to be mekanah, to give her kinui, tell her in front of Adim, don't be together with Ploni. If she goes ahead and she violates his word, she does what's called stira, in the presence of Adim, then she's in big trouble. Because she just had kinui, she had stira, and now she becomes a sota. As a sota, we're not certain that she was mezana. There are no Adim who saw it act as nus, but we have what the Gemara calls reglayim ladova. We have enough reason to believe that we have a problem. And we have now creation of a latest asofek. And al zeh neba b'toira v'nitma al misofek. And there's only one method to be mevar that sofek. It's a very, very strange thing. Usually we're mevar sfekas with rose, with edim, with chazakas. Here the Torah says there's a supernatural bira sfekas, drinking the me'amarim. If you drink the me'amarim and you pass the test, then you're mutaris. If you fail the test, then you're not going to be around for long to discuss. And if you decide not to take the test, or we decide for whatever reason not to give you the test, then you remain the isurli on avod, and there's nothing we can do to help you, and, in fact, you have to get divorced. That's the parsha, the parsha of Sota. So the Gemara in Sota discusses that first stage of kinui. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sota that nobody should ever dream of giving kinui b'zman hazeh to his wife, because if he does and she violates his kinui, then you're in a big pickle. You have to get divorced because there's no me Sota to be married to suffer. So it's a b'zman hamikdash, a guy went ahead and he gave kinui to his wife, and he signals out and he says to his wife, I don't want you to be together with, he doesn't say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, he says, with John. He's makana yidei goy. So the Gemara says, that's also called a kinui. Kinoi de Goy is also called the Kinoi. The Gemara is a little bit of a shaila. How do you know that? Is that true? Bottom line, the Gemara says, Mekanai de Kus, Mekanai de Akum. Nur by saying, who's got a bomb kasha?
It's a Goy.
The whole point of Sota is to be Mevarer, was she Mizana with this guy or not? That means, Kozman, she hasn't drank the water, we're Cheshesh, that she was Mizana with this guy. If we had Ruach HaKodesh, that she was Mizana with this fellow, then she would be Asur, but there is Vadai. Kamash, but one, the parish of Kinyan Steel, the parish of Soita, is that we're not sure, and we have to treat it with Sofik Asachos, Sofik Evadai. If Rabbeinu Tam is right, that Bias Akam Lav Shmabia, even if she was Mizana with him, if we had Adam, we had 1,000 Adam who saw the Mamash be Mizana together, she would still be Muteris, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, she's anyway Muteris, Ayadei, Bias Akam. So what's for Kinui? What does Kinui have to do with anything? What do you mean, Kanadei Akam? What do you mean, kind of, don't be together with the guy? She'll be together with the goy. We know she's with the goy. She was mazana bevade. 108 of them saw her be mazana together. She's still muteris. So what do you mean, kinu? What's vakinu? That's Tezis Kash against Rabbeinu Tam. Sounds like a bomb Kash. I'm sure my favorite Shigemara, Masechta Sota. So what's Pshat?
Tosfos says kusi.
Yeah, kusi doesn't mean kusi. Kusi means the senses that are like the word akum. So they threw in the word kusi for good luck. So what's Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? So this Tosfos is all assuming that way. There are some who want to possibly mechalik and say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe in Ochinami, Rabbeinu Tam never meant to say that she's muteris to the Baal. He only meant to say she's muteris to the Baal, which would lead you down a very, very mechushika path to the friendship between the two. That's a whole other world. But for now, we're going to work with the Rishon. Many of the Rishon were assuming Rabbeinu Tam mamash meant Labal also, at least on level of their Isa. Maybe the Rabbanan Asur, but on level of their Isa, Rabbeinu Tam really meant what he said. So what's Pshat? How are you talking? It's an internal contradiction. How could you have kinui and something that gufa wouldn't create a nisur in the first place? So I'll share with you a Rambam. I sent it. It was on last week's Maamar Kamus. So I'm going to go back on the phone a little bit. It's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Sota, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, Amalah. The Rambam is giving the details, what is a kinui, what's not a kinui. Amalah. Altistri and Ploni, don't be together with Ploni. This person who he's telling her not to be together with is less than 9 years old. Why is that important? Because less than 9 years old, we have halacha of Sinai, even a B of him doesn't count. Let's say you have an 8.5-year-old boy who's mezana with an eshes ish, so that's not called a maisibia b'chol. So he's a little sugar to the husband. He says, don't be miyache with that 8-year-old kid. Oh, sha'amallah, altistri behemazu. Says, don't be, have yichud together with that animal. Now again, notwithstanding the isra mishka behema, but that's not the topic right now. Ein ze kinui. Neither of those two kinuis constitute a kinui. But what was Dvar B'Talem he just said? Why? Shenema v'shechavi shosah, prop the kodol behema, she'ein osin osalov. Because the Torah introduces the parasha of Sot, v'shechavi ishosah, so he's got to be ish. Ish means an ish lafuke behema. Ish means an ish lafuke akoton. Ad kan devar Rambam. So the Rambam didn't make up this Rasha. He took it right out of the Gemara. So it was in the Farish. Ish prop the kotan. Anyone have a problem with this, Rambam? So comes Tosas on the spot, the Gemara insult him, the Gemara says, Ish Pat L'Katan, and Tosas says, how old is this Katan? What does Tosas say? How old is this Katan? Think for a second. How old do you think this Katan is? Of course he's 9. Says Tosas, if he's not 9, Elliot's question, what did he deposit for? If he's not 9 years old, that's like saying, don't be miyached with someone who can't do my sabiyah b'chol. There's no my sabiyah. What kind of kinu is that? That's a farce. What are you deposing for? The Rebbe Shalom wrote in the Torah Kedosh b'shachat ish. Oh, ish. Statement in the Torah Shabbat Peh. Ish l'may katan. What do you need ish l'may katan for? The Torah says to us, the posuk ish l'may katan is talking about an 11.5-year-old boy. He's a boy. He's taka is b'yosabiyah. And I would have taka thought, hey, he's b'yosabiyah, taka kiri. Kamash b'al exerce that you can't. But Taisa said this Bishum part of open the pasuk. It's not there to teach me below the age of 9. I can figure that on my own. But the Rabbam doesn't say that. The Rabbam reads the Gemara Kapshuto. The Gemara doesn't say how old this kid is. The Rabbam says the kid's 4.5, and you still need a pasuk. So Taisa's kasha is a glaring kasha against the Rabbam. We need a pasuk for. So you may say, there's something that's starting to develop here. Like a grain, something's starting to grow over here. We're starting to see scenarios of potential kinuyim, of parshas of Sota, which could never really reach fruition. That means even in Tim Salon with the husband's on target, and Meshuggah is right, and she was quote unquote Mazana with this fellow, even if we knew that this must took place, it wouldn't register, it wouldn't matter to us. And somehow we can envision somehow a world of kinui. Now, at the end of the day, there is no kinui because it's Xer Sakosov, that's true. But Lula and Xer Sakosov, it wouldn't have been crazy, it would not have been inconceivable for there to be kinui for a 5-year-old. And Rabbi Natam said the same thing. It's not inconceivable, and it is. You could have kinui for a goy, even though bias achav l'shmabia. So all of a sudden, we're finding these two strange, bizarre scenarios of kinui, which are potentially on the radar screen, even for people who don't have bia. Well, that type of bia wouldn't halachically register as enough to ask for neshes ish. A bizarre. What does that mean? Did we misread all of Parshas Noso? We missed the boat on Sota? Isn't the goal of Kiri Yitzhak to figure out was there beer, was there no beer? And if there was, even if there was beer, the beer doesn't matter. So what's shocked about Kiri Yitzhak? There's something fishy going on here.
Stop the behavior.
Okay. So here we do a Gemara. I have to apologize, I forgot to put it on the Marmakamas. That's the bad news. The good news is in Daf Yomi, I think it was, what Daf we have to know? So I think it's 2 days from now. I think it's mostly, yeah. Nuntes, right? I think it's a Nuntes. Okay, the Shekinah law, but we didn't get to it yet, right? The Shekinah Dechiv, we had that. No, it wasn't.
It came up,
okay. Okay. So comes the Gemara with the following Darashim, beginning of a Perek Bal Yevimtai. Gemara says that we know, I mean, it took the Gemara 2 blocks to get to that point, but the bottom line is we know when it comes to Bias, basically, Hotzah Zera doesn't really play much of a role in terms of defining whether it's a Maisebi or not. Haroi, even without Hotzah Zera. I mean, we spoke a little bit about this back to Basula, maybe. Ma'anasa Basula, maybe. But for the most part, Hotzah Zera is not really the Kaveh, whether it's called a Maisebi or not. And yet, every once in a while, the Torah speaks about Hatzor Zera, Rishachav Isha Soshech Zera. Why? So every time the Torah uses the phrase Shech Zera, the Gemara is a drasha. The Gemara is a drasha by Isha Seish, by Shechar. Every time there's some kind of Teshuvah Peh, that's the one. So the Gemara is the following drasha, that the phrase Shech Zera is there to tell me that the only thing that constitutes a kinoi is if the husband is suspicious that his wife's having a nice beer with somebody. If the husband turns to his wife and he tells her some kind of a jealous statement, don't do the following with somebody, and that following is not a maisabiya, so that's excluded from shechvazer. Shechvazer is a miyut, that kinu has to be toifes, kinu is only toifes on, but the suspicion is a maisabiya. So he goes, what's the case? Give me a case. What's the case? So he has a little trouble finding the case with Hara and then Shulkaderach, and whoever tries a few different kinu, finally, whoever says, here's the case. Shech was a prat l'shekinila derech evorim. As it means, Rashi explains, he thinks his wife is doing inappropriate things, but he's not chush that she's being mamish, literally gilir rayas. He's suspicious that she's doing other kinds of things that are clearly shouldn't be doing, and that's how he formalizes the kinui. So I would have thought that's a kinui. I would have thought that's also considered to be a shtipa kinui. Kamash malon, this is nishken kinui. That's the flow of the Gemara up to this point. So Gemara is a funny kasha. Remember the kasha on Abaye? Pritzusa asa rachamana. What does that mean? Pritzusa? What do those words mean? Pritzusa asa rachamana. So the simple reading of that Gemara is, did the Torah ask for those activities? Which is like Rashi is startled. The Torah doesn't ask those things, but that's okay for an Eishes Ish to do. So Rashi learns Pritzusa asa rachamana means, did the Torah call her an Eishes Ish zinsa because of Pritzus? Unless she had bia, she's not an Eish Shazinsa. It's terrible. Gefrelach, and if he wants to divorce, he can divorce. She's an Averis al Dasa to the worst case scenario. But in terms of being an Eish Shazinsa, she's not. So the Gemara is the kasha, what's the Havamina? Why would you even dream that's called the kinui? What do you need a pasuk for? It's like the husband says, I don't want you to stand on your head. That's not a kinui. I don't want you to do X, Y, and Z with that man, but he never doesn't formulate it out of kinui from bia. That's nishken kinui. So Gemara has a startling Havamina. Havamina is rejected, but listen to the Havamina. Mal de tema, I would have said, remember the two magic words? Bekpeda de baal, tala rachamana, va baal kapid. I would have thought that the whole parsha of Kini Bistira, at the end of the day, we don't even know anything really happened. We don't have any yetu. We don't even know anything happened. So why is she asur labal? Because the Torah gives the husband this unbelievable koyach of three machmen. If he is nervous about it, if he cares about this, if he says, don't be playing, she violates his word, she violated his kpeda, that's enough to cause trouble. So comes in and says, mal de tema, I would think, since it's the kpeda de baal, Torah rachamana, fa baal kapid, he doesn't want to have chibuk benishuk with another man, rightfully so. He doesn't want it to be touched. So the Gemara says, I would have a havamina. That's also called a saita. And if she goes in and violates his words and goes into the room with this fellow, he didn't suspect her of having bia mamish. He never said bia. But mal de tema, if he expresses his kepeda, I don't want you in the room because I don't want you to do X, Y, and Z, derech chibuk v'nishuk, that would also be a kinah. Kamash malon, it's not. You could breathe the sigh of relief. Kamash malon, it's not. That was the flow of the Gemara in Yavamas, the Gemara Masech HaSaita. No, so let's just chaz it for a second. We have different stages of the Gemara. The Gemara has a pasuk to tell me that you need a real high super duper level of kinoi for bia, lemait, derech evarim. I would have thought that's also kinoi. It's not a bia, it doesn't matter. Kemet dvav kamash malon. The boy said, Yesh lachko had a repshat in this Gemara. If ever come in chakira, the Gemara throws out this strange havamina. Mal de teima bekpeda de baal torah chamana. The three magic words, kamash malon. Who wants me to tell me the two ways of learning? What's the kamash malon? Like standard way of learning, kamash malon. Havamina was dead wrong. It's poshut wrong. Kepeda de baal is not relevant. The only thing that matters is, yeah, maisabiya. If we have an independent chashash that maybe there was a maisabiya, that's a problem. If there's no latest asofik, he didn't even express a concern. He didn't even be chayshed. Dash is giving mizana literally with somebody else. So if he didn't express that concern, there is no creation of latest asofik. So it's not. The Havamina was poshut dead wrong. Or?
Havamina was right.
Oh, the Havamina is right. Kepeda de baal is really the engine that's driving it. You know what the exercise of is? Kepeda de baal, but yesh gvul b'dover. If the Baal says, I'm machped, I don't want my wife to stand on her head. Kveder kabal. What does that mean? It has to be a kveder kabal of something that is considered to pass the barometer, to pass the test of what's considered to be a significant enough kveder kabal. So comes the Beis HaLevi and his shuvis, Chaim's father, and he says he thinks that's the Shittas Rambam. When the Gemara says, Ma'al d'tein b'kveder kabal, Tolar Rechamona, Kamash Balon, the Kamash Balon is not the Kveder Dabal is wrong. Kamash Balon is, Kveder Dabal is the engine that's driving the Yisr. But, says the Beis HaLevi B'das HaRambam, Kveder Dabal, but, Chesh Gvul V'dover, what's been Kveder Dabal? How much is Kveder Dabal? So the Gemara thought, we had a Havamina, wild Havamina that Kveder Dabal, even Derech Evarim is Kepeda, Kamash Balon, that's not a Kveder Dabal. You know what it is? Be with an 8-year-old. That is a kapeled baal. That is a significant, that is a more of a significant accepted kapeled baal. That's a physical ma'isabiyah. I did Zalacha Moshe Sinai, Kachanem Rahalacha Moshe Sinai, 9 years old. Come on. That's in the world, the Elbis HaYerim Lomdus. But the husband is furious. And that degree of furious, that degree of kapeled baal is justified, and the Torah accepts it, and that could kick in a parsha of Kini Vistira. That could be a soitim in a Torah. Except for what? What offsets that? We could breathe a sigh of relief. Ish, lemaida sekata. Baruch Hashem, we're still good to go. Everything's still mutter. But we needed a gzeir sekasa for it. So unlike Tosfos, who looked at that gzeir sekasa, ish pat lekata, and said, what do you need a pasuk for? He's less than 9 years old. Vosfan gzeir sekasa. She'll be muteris anyway. The Rambam says, no. It's true. If we have two eidim who saw an 8-year-old boy and an Eish Tis bring Mizan together, you're right. It's Pashat, Halach Vasina, she's Muteras Levaila, and I still would have said that's called the Soita, the same way Baal Tebek created the Baal. Says the Beis HaLevi. I'll give you another example of a perfectly legitimate Torah accepted standard of created the Baal, even though it's not a halachic Biyah. What is that? Biyah Sakum. Says the Beis HaLevi, B'dash HaVeditam. The husband says, don't be together with this goy. So even though if we had documented that they were stamazan on their own without a kin, without a steer, without pasha soita, we would have to pass him muteras, assuming that Baal and Baal is all the same thing, which is again also a loaded question. But assuming Rabbi Tam really said that Bias Akam doesn't create an Isser, says the Beis HaLevi, it doesn't create an Isser, but there is nus, but you know what it does do? It satisfies the requirement of Kveder Dabal. And guess what? This parts ways from the Katan, because we as Katan, there was a Gzer Sakasav Ishlamayit. Here, there ain't no Gzer Sakasav. And therefore, it's blight with a significant enough level of Kveder Sabal, and therefore she becomes a Surah B'Torah Saita. So this is an eye-opener. This Beis HaLevi put together, a Kashif and a Tais against Rabbi Tam, from Gman Saita with Avchavav, with a Rambam's Yafus of a Katan, even less than 9 years old, create a whole Shekloli. And the secret to the entire sugya is Kperet Dabal. Everything is Nevek Kperet Dabal. That's the name of the game. The name of the issue is Kperet Dabal. Atkan, the Rebbe Salini. So this idea that the issue of Sota is almost in a certain degree subjective, in the sense of there are certain objective categories that really don't meet the halachic truth, objective halachic truth of being called the Ma'isabiyah, and still could kick Sota in. So we've only seen this vis-a-vis these cases of where there was Kinyan and Stira, the whole 9 yards of the Kivra Stira. We could almost take this idea to a little bit of a different twist and say, maybe the Isser Labaal of a real Znus, not the Suffolk with the Maislech with Shtiyas Abayim, a real bona fide Eishes Ishes Insel, Bifta Edom, everybody knows it's a known fact, Shtiyas Bazana. We could almost raise a question, what the nature of that Isser is all about? What's the engine that's driving that Isser? Clearly, she did something terrible, but she did a dual crime, she did a double Isser. Remember the Rashi, beginning of Parashas Noso, Ish Ish, Kisisteh, Ishtel, Mala, 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 right? So, something like Isha, right? Isha Mala, the Isha Mata. Every act of Eishes Isha Zinsa is a double Aveira. It's an Aveira Klape Shemaya, it's a little sinof, carries with it, Mises Bezin, there's an Aveira Klape Shemaya, and it's an Aveira Klape Benom Lechaveira, it's the ultimate Begida Bebaila, it's against her husband. So this din, the Neshazisha Zinsa, forget about this Labal for a second, becomes a surah to the Baal. What's the nature of that Isser? Is that Isser almost like, I don't mean literally like a knas, but is it, does it emanate from the fact that you did something wrong klape Shemaya? Or does it emanate from the fact that you did something wrong klape Baala? If the answer is that you did something wrong klape Baala, so then we see that there's a very real significance that the Torah is placing on the husband's role. The husband's role about Dover here. The ramifications, the consequences, whether we're dealing with the Sota, who's going to drink the Mayim, whether we're dealing with his Nus before the Eidim that's going to create an Isseli on Vod without no Mayim, those consequences of Znus are really functions of the Avera Klape, our husband, rather than Avera Klape Shemaya. What's the answer to that question? So again, it's both. No question, it's both. But we're trying to focus that Nakuda, the consequences, the ramifications, the repercussions of our Chait. What is it that kicks, that ultimately triggers the Isser? So there is a din. Pasuk says about an Eshdisha Zinsa, Vihi Lonis Pasa. We had it in shows up in Daf Yomi recently. Vihi Lonis Pasa. That all this parsha, the whole parsha of the Nitmash, who becomes a Surah, the Baal, the Boel, etc., that all applies, Vihi Lonis Pasa. That she wasn't forced, she wasn't attacked. Hanis Pasa Muteris. So that's the source that Eshazisha Zinsa, the Oinis, she was Anusa, she was forced, she was raped, she was attacked. So she remains Muteris Labaila. It's a fascinating, you know, a very, very strange discussion, but a fascinating question that's raised, depending on how you read the Gemara Maseches Ksubis, Daftes. When we say that she's Muteris Ba'oinis to the Baal, isn't this strange one? Is she Muteris to the Baal also? Once, let's say, the husband dies, the husband subsequently divorces her. And now, believe it or not, again, we saw crazy drama. It's also crazy drama. She now wants to marry the boy, the one who was Ma'anasa last year. Can she marry him or not? So like, a knee-jerk reaction. Marry the boy? What are you, crazy? Is he going to marry the boy? The boy wasn't Ones. But guess what? It could be, it's a Shilin in the post-game, it could be that she's Muteris to the boy also. You know why? Because Echad Labal, the Issel Boil almost doesn't stand on its own 2 feet. It's almost like a subcategory of the Issel Baal. It's like an extension of the Issel Baal. And if the Issel Baal didn't kick in, then the Hetel Boil may exist also. That's already another loaded question, but not for now. But everybody agrees, V'hilon is possible in Chumash, which is Anusa. What about if she's not Anusa in the sense of, like, physically, she wasn't mamish physically attacked, but she made a terrible mistake. She didn't realize she was married. She didn't realize that she was married. She didn't know she was married. Somebody told her that her husband died. And she rightfully so believed that person. What's the din? Now it turns out the aid or the aid din were lying. The husband's still alive and well. And in the interim, she married somebody else. Did she become a suitor to her husband? So the answer is, depends whether you're asking to rise or to rabbana. Mid the Araisa, she does not become a surah to her husband. Why? Because it was like bonus. It's possible. It's not literally physically this possible, but it's the same thing. It wasn't berbazed. It wasn't berbazed. She mamash thought, she betzibibis thought that she was not married. Mid the Rabbanon, depending on what happened, the Erechim, the Tuedim, the Kenas, you got to wait for the backwards of Yivamas, to the last couple of problems of Yivamas to deal with that issue. But Mid HaTorah, she's for sure Muteris to the first husband. So we have an Anusa, who's Mamish Muteris, a shorter husband. We have a Shogege, so to speak, because she was just misled. What would you say about the following? But even a woman, married woman, she knows that she's married. But you know what? When they got in school to Losinov, I don't know, she was out that day. She didn't know she's not allowed to be Mizana. But she did not know there's something religiously wrong with Mizana. Shogege. Mamish Shogege. If a similar thing would happen in terms of Uchel Shabbos, say, bring a carbon chathos. She's mezana tachas baila. She thought it was, not that she thinks she was married. She knows she's married. She thought that it's religiously permissible to be mezana. She didn't get to that part of Chumash. Muteris lebaila, sur lebaila. So there's a Maharik. I believe it or not, talks about this shaila. Maharik says he thinks that she's a sur lebaila. You know why? She may not know whether it's religiously permissible or not, but one thing she does know is that her husband doesn't want to be mezana with somebody else. So says the Ma'arik, Vatimol Ma'al, what is it supposed to say? Be Isha. Isha here means Isha Shamal, Isha Ma. It's not Isha Ma'al, Isha Mata. If she's Moelis, be Isha. If she's Bogedis, be Isha. So then, that is called the Nesha's Isha, Zinsa B'mezid. We don't use the terms mezid and shogi that we use in religious connotations, because we're not, quite frankly, talking about Naveh ben Amlamakam. It is Naveh ben Amlamakam, but it's not Naveh ben Amlamakam that's triggering the Yisrael Abayla. What's triggering the Yisrael Abayla is Naveh ben Amlachavera. So therefore, the Marik Paskins, she will be Asur Midera Yisrael Abayla. Now, if one wants to horrifically and I would say despicably misquote this Maharik out of context, one would make the following cheshbon. If you live in a nebuch of a world of hashchosa, husband couldn't care less. He doesn't care that Harbi Mizan, he's Mizan with somebody else. No problem. He's not Makbid. So she's Mutaris Labaila. Shomu Shamayim is Mutaris Labaila. But if you would misuse and abuse that Marik, so maybe you would, you know, come with such a strange calculation. So we're not going to go down that route. We're sticking to conventional wisdom, but the Marik was Mechadish to us, that even the Yisr Labaila, in a real sense of Zinus with Eidim, has to be looked under the lens of the husband, because fundamentally it's a husband-oriented halacha. That's the real game, that's the engine that's creating the Yisr Labaila. So what the Marik is doing, Lagabi, the real Yisr, the Beis HaLevi is at least doing Lagabe Kinui. Lagabe the process of Kinui, which is ultimately not the Torah's fault. Torah didn't start the process. This Beshugura, he decided to be Mekana. Nobody told him to be Mekana. Huh? So when that is that was created through his engine, that is for sure, at least for sure, according to the Ram, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's really a function of him. So the bottom line is, Rabbeinu Tam has offered his pshat in our Gemara. Now, why did the Gemara say that Esther, Fahesh, what happened to Gilead Arayas? Rabbeinu Tam is trying to convince us that the reason is because a Bias Akam is not really called a Maise Bia for Gilead Arayas purposes, and therefore the extrapolation of that is this wild case of Rabbeinu Tam that he was about to marry the subsequent Ger. You may accept Rabbeinu Tam for other reasons, you may accept Rabbeinu Tam for his reason, but one of the big, big challenges of Rabbeinu Tam was that Gemara, the Tosis left hanging, the Gemara Maseches Soita, Kinoi for a goy, which is called the Kinoi, based on Levi's suggestion, based on the Rambam. And that, based on Levi's suggestion, based on the Rambam, and that Gemara and Sota, opened up our eyes a little bit to this idea of the Marik, it's Ka'ein, this idea of the Marik, that the lens that we'll look at these sugyas may be more him-oriented rather than a Kodesh Baruch oriented. Okay, we'll stop for now, for next time, so we'll see some of the other answers that we showed him, how to solve this through this saga, why the Gemara didn't ask the more obvious question about Esther.
How would that play out? I mean, let's say it was just a piece of...